Hey everyone, you're about to hear the first episode of the Paper Towel Improv Podcast with Rafi, and thank you for tuning in. I just want to let you know some of the audio is a tad rocky because it's our first time and we were recording remotely in different rooms from each other, but it's all funny and you're going to laugh like hell. I hope you enjoy it. Have a great time. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Paper Towel Improv Podcast.
Woo!
Woo!
Thanks, Rich.
Ow!
Woo! Thanks, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host. I'm your modest host, Rafi, the Prince of Frog, the man from Punkle. But this isn't just me. I've got some guests hanging out with me tonight. For starters, I want to introduce, you know him from Keep Boots on Sketchy, Rich Gary.
Yo, what up? I'm happy to be here on the podcast, hoping to have a lot of fun.
How you doing today, Rich?
I'm pretty good. I got a little green tea right here, so I'm pretty much ready to go.
That sounds delicious. Coming second up, I want to introduce, you know her from the Tucson Improv Movement, we got Jennifer Lampers.
Woo!
Thank you, Jen. How are you doing today?
I am terrific, and people should check out the Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast.
There will be time for plugs later, Jen. We got Amanda Tennyson. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm pretty good. I washed my hair today.
Woo!
What?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you washed your hair. What kind of shampoo did you use?
Tea Tree Tingle from Trader Joe's.
That's good to know, good Amanda.
Shampoo. That's my plug.
And we got...
That's my plug. It's just Tea Tree Tingle shampoo.
And just health tip as your plug.
We got Susan Leonetti.
What up? Good to be alive.
It is good to be alive. Thank you for the optimism, Susan.
No problem.
Cool, cool. You guys ready to do some improv today?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Woo!
Cool, cool. I got us some suggestions from people I texted, and we're going to get to it. For starters, I wanted to take a suggestion from my mom, because I got lunch with her today and wanted to make her give me a suggestion for my podcast. I got schmutz.
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 I'm sorry, you've just got a little something on your face, and it's, can I just get that for you?
No, I don't like to be touched.
Yeah.
Ah,
sweetheart.
But he does.
kids, it's your first day of college.
Wow.
And I want you guys to look your best.
It's our first day of what? I'm a genius. I'm 12.
You are a genius. And that's my mommy's so proud of you.
I'm not a genius.
I skipped to sixth grade.
I'm not a genius. I'm 28. Mom.
Look, I could only afford to send you all to college at the same time.
Hey, luckily, I was a genius.
Mom, I know that now that I'm 60, I probably should have gone to college a while ago, but thanks for letting me go.
You know, I just thought it was finally your time. It's finally your time, Tim.
Thanks. You know, and let me just say that this applesauce is the best thing I can eat now.
Well, mommy likes to make sure that everybody has nice pureed food.
My mommy's 100 years
That's
old.
That's right.
My mommy was fertile for a long time.
You know, we don't like to talk about that. But yes, you were.
I know what fertile is because I'm a genius 12-year-old.
That's right.
I know what fertile means because my genius 12-year-old brother told me.
I know what fertile means because I have three kids.
And you know what? I'm
so mommy. Next time the mommy, next time the waiter comes by, can I order a soda water, a sparkling water with lime juice?
I think so. I think you can.
I'm not going to do drugs in college. Everybody says that it's the time that you do drugs is in college, but I'm not going to do them because I'm a good boy.
Oh, sweetie, I've been slipping you Adderall for some time.
What?
Is that why he's so smart,
it is
Mom?
Why he's so smart, because I just decided that by the last one, I should be proud. Mom!
Why wouldn't you just give me Adderall? Why wouldn't you just tell me that you've been giving me Adderall?
Well, because you did it on your own.
I asked you for Adderall, and you said that it wasn't good for me.
Well, sweetheart, you take after your mommy, and she is a little bit overly energetic, as evidenced by all of the children that are here.
Scene! I bugged someone else for a suggestion, and they told me, kumquat.
Kumquat.
Oh, Lisa, this really is a lovely day to be picking kumquats with you out in the field.
Yes, thank you. Picking kumquats is my favorite thing to do. Ha ha.
Yes, and they are kumquats are ever so lovely today.
The only problem is I think that some of these kumquats are not ripe yet. We'll have to put them on the windowsill of our cottage and let them ripen over time.
Just then a police officer walks up because they're in a no-picking of kumquats zone.
What is the problem, officer?
Well,
we don't want any trouble, officer.
I'm afraid that this is a no kumquat zone.
But there's kumquats everywhere. You can't possibly ticket all of them.
Yeah. Oh, these are royal kumquats.
Ugh.
And we don't want to mess with the queen's kumquat supply.
But officer, the queen's kumquats are the best kumquats.
Exactly. That's why they're the queen's.
She won't miss a few kumquats if I take them home in my pocket and ripen them up on the windowsill.
Oh, that's what you think. But you can see me last lot. They will be headed.
Cut to them in jail.
Reginald!
Well, these jail kumquats are the worst kumquats.
We're in jail! I don't know what to do in jail. I have to protect my precious hiney in jail.
What are you guys in here for?
Picking kumquats?
Picking kumquats.
Picking kumquats, huh? Yeah, it's a harsh crime. Last week I was out there in the beautiful blueberry fields just picking blueberries. Next thing you know, I'm in here.
You monster!
Oh, blueberries!
Monster?
Oh.
Isn't that the kettle calling the pot black? You out here picking kumquats. I was out there picking blueberries. But you got a problem with me?
Yes, I have a problem with you.
Oh, we are
picking kumquats.
Of course we have a problem with you.
Keep quiet in there. We'll give you another 2 years.
Oh, sorry, officer, guard, authority figure.
All right.
Excuse me, officer, guard, authority figure. Might I please have another kumquat?
Mr. Officer, guard, authority figure. Might I have a little sandwich, a little cucumber?
Well, of course
sandwich?
You can. Let me give you one of those now. Here you are.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, mate.
Oh.
You monster. You eat blueberries and cucumber sandwiches?
What? It's the United Kingdom. That's normal behavior.
Oh, but there's a problem. These sandwiches, they don't have enough watercress in them. And I need that. God.
Oh, that's terrible. Let me go fix that. I'll be right back. Stop.
I'm making wine Same. In the toilet.
Yay! And that was probably the most British scene I've ever done.
I'm from London.
We know nothing about Britain.
Are you guys ready for another suggestion?
Oh my god.
Yes, sir.
Cool. I got Quell.
Quell? Q-U-E- with a Q?
Yeah, Q-U-E-L-L.
I don't think that's even a real word.
It's a real word.
Not according to me.
Look it up.
Well, excuse me, dictionary office, get in here.
What is it now?
Dictionary authors, I appreciate you meeting me here. Well, what it is now is we are here to debate whether or not quell is a real word.
Well, of course a word.
I don't see why we have to keep having this meeting, Jeffrey. We all agreed quell's a word. It's in every dictionary. You're the only one.
Honestly, Jeffrey.
Every 5 years, I think it should be reviewed.
It's always been a word. It's always been a word, and you keep shooting down our other words that we make up. So we gotta say quell is something we need to keep.
Well, I just didn't think quicks was a very useful addition to the dictionary.
You're right. Well, I didn't make that call.
Quicks?
Are you saying quips or quicks?
Quicks. When we
cut to two people at home on the couch, two people at home on the couch watching the debate.
Oh, I can't believe that they're still debating this every 5 years, sweetie. Every 5 years.
I know, and every 5 years, it captures my attention completely.
I mean, doesn't do it for me anymore, honey.
Well, can we keep watching it?
Anyways?
Well,
I mean,
yes, we love this.
I get like this all the time. I
think they're gonna finally prove that quell is a word. They're gonna prove it right now.
Do you think so?
Because this is the
cut back.
Cut to outside the stadium. Hey, man, you looking to get tickets to the quell debate?
Yeah,
we're looking for two tickets, actually.
It's a lot. Not everyone's interested in the word quell.
I mean,
did you only have one ticket?
Great work. I understand why there would only be like one ticket that you would have.
Yeah, why would you only buy one ticket and then scalp it out in the front?
Well, I mean, I can only afford one, and I just didn't think that getting more than that would be a good use of my time.
I mean, there are thousands of people around us right now. I mean, it's the hottest ticket of the year.
Well, it zoom might have been a lapse in judgment on my part.
Zoom in on the what it says on the ticket, the text, and it doesn't say quell, it says swell.
Oh. What does that ticket say?
It says swell.
Does that say swell?
You guys weren't supposed to find that.
These are fake tickets. You are a scam artist.
Okay, honey, you can arrest him now. You're undercover.
Oh, no!
Okay, I'm going to arrest you. Hey, get over here, buddy. I'm taking you down to the station.
Well, this isn't swell at all.
Yeah, it's
scene. I really thought we were gonna cut back to the debate.
But we never did.
It's okay.
Well, listeners, we're gonna take a quick break for an ad right now, but we'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, everybody. Now, unfortunately, we lost Rich, but we still got Susan, Amanda, and Jen. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Cool, cool. You guys want to do another suggestion?
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, I got porcupine for us today. Porcupine.
Nice. Porcupine.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. But you were stroking me a little bit too hard.
God, oh my God, you could talk?
Yeah, all porcupines can talk.
Whoa. Okay, I feel like I should have a lot of questions to ask you, but I don't have them prepared because I didn't expect this to happen.
Okay, all right. So the number one question that I'm asked is,
okay,
hey, why are you talking to me, porcupine? And the answer is, you're special.
Okay, but if you're asked by that by a lot of people, then I don't actually feel special.
You're the first person I've talked to today, but I talked to one a few years ago and they were special just like you.
Okay,
Jill.
That actually isn't a question that occurred to me. Okay, I have a question. Do your prickers prick you? Is that what they're called?
I have gotten ingrown prickers before, and it pricks and it hurts, but in general, no.
Okay. Well, I feel weird because I was going to take you home and put you in the tank in my room. And hide you from my mom so she doesn't know that I have a pet porcupine, but now I'm thinking that that might not be the best idea.
No, Jill! That's the best idea. Do it! I will live in your tank and I will breathe in your magnificence. Jill, you smell so good!
Thanks. I'm wearing Happy by Clinique. I'm just feeling like maybe my mom will notice if I have a really loud porcupine in my room. And she told me I can't have a pet. And I was like, well, screw you, Mom. And I came out here to grab something. And then I found you and I picked you up. And now it's gotten weird.
I don't know. I can talk to your mom and I can get her on board with all of this. If you'd like.
Cut to the middle with Mom. So, Mom, I know that you said I can't have any pets, but I found this porcupine, and it talks, and yeah.
I'm sorry? Wait. You found the talks?
Yeah, is that the part you're going to get stuck on?
That is going to, sweetheart, we talked about a dog the last time, and talking porcupine?
Right, you said no about the dog, so then I thought maybe a porcupine.
Okay.
And I was going to sneak him in my room and pretend I didn't have him, but then I thought, he's kind of loud, and you might notice.
Well, also quite loud.
And he had some talking points that he wanted to give to you. Take it away, yeah. Porky.
Hello, Jill's mom. I have a few things I want to say. First of all, you're a lovely woman. Second of all,
well, thank you.
I like smelling your daughter in the morning when the sun comes up.
That's a little too far. I don't know how I feel about you smelling my daughter.
Mom, I changed my mind. I don't think I want this porcupine anymore.
I was going to suggest that, sweetheart, but I'm glad you came to it on your own.
Yeah, I know.
No! They say the worst thing you can
do as a parent is to tell your daughter that she can't have something, and in that case, they're right. I decided on my own that I don't want this creepy porcupine smelling me.
And scene!
Yay!
Hey, did you guys call scene?
Hey, Rich, are you back? Yeah, we did.
Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
How good can you hear me?
Real good.
Really good.
Better than last time?
Better.
Yes. Yes.
What about now?
Same.
It's still good?
Dude, I'm back.
All right.
Rich is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Rich is back.
Oh, my God. I had to go down to the library real quick.
Oh, you didn't go to the
Rich
library?
Is alive.
Well, we're glad you did, Rich.
Yeah, luckily I live right next door to the library.
And they're closed now.
Yeah, I broke in. I broke a window.
That's illegal.
Rich, the fact that you would break a window to be on this podcast means so much.
Dude, yeah. Anything for my art.
It's a hard time during this during the social distancing.
Well, that was all of the suggestions I got from friends, so I'm going to move on to my suggestion app.
Hell yeah.
For those of you listening, this is called Suckio Suggestions, and it's a cool app for improvisers. Get suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Tight.
I'm going to get a suggestion of a sentence, and that suggestion is, I have to go return some videotapes.
Classic.
You guys like that one, or should I get another one?
Wait, like the suggestion one. Is, I have to go return some videotapes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dorothy, are there any more copies of Titanic on VHS? We're running through them like hotcakes. No. Well, what are we going to do? The people just keep asking for copies of Titanic on VHS.
I mean, I feel like we need to get them with the times. Is this It's been so many years since Titanic. We know how it happens. We know how it ends.
No, I wonder why there's such a surge in people trying to get this I mean, it's 2004. Like, Titanic came out like 5 years ago. Like, hello, we all saw it already.
I think they're just watching that Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, he's so hot right now. It's strange, though, because
hot right now.
We're really like kind of at the tail end of the transition from VHS to DVD, but everybody still wants Titanic on VHS this week.
Look, here at Blockbuster, I am proud to give them whatever format they want.
Likewise.
Right? It's going to keep us in business forever. That's
exactly.
How this is. We're never going to go out of business.
And you know what?
Cut.
You know what, Dorothy? Go ahead.
Cut to the $5 DVD bin at Walmart in 2012.
How low we have come.
Look at all these DVDs.
I know, but sweetheart, we used to run that Blockbuster in charge of this. Heap of shit.
I know, and we used to make $13 an hour, and now we make $12 an hour.
There's been inflation.
I know, it did not adjust for inflation.
We did not. It was not adjusted for inflation. But Titanic.
Look at this, Titanic 2 on DVD. I didn't even know they made that.
There was a pins in this too.
I don't know. That's why I'm thinking maybe we should buy it. It's only 89 cents.
I don't know. That's a 12th of what we make.
I know, but can you really go home not knowing what happened in Titanic 2? Dorothy.
I bet the boat sinks again. Boiler.
Well, now I don't want it anymore, Dorothy. I guess I'll just go and clean the men's bathroom again.
Cut to the Amazon Fulfillment Center in 2020.
Is that another effing Titanic? I can't handle this anymore. Who is ordering this?
They're ordering the Titanic. They're ordering the collector's edition Titanic 2-pack, the pack that comes with both Titanic 1 and Titanic 2.
And the necklace. Has, like,
and the necklace for $18.99. Well, I guess we should go grab that.
I just one of these in our lives?
What?
Do we need more Titanic in our life? I've just been trying so hard to get away from it all these years.
I know. It seems like every 8 years or so, Titanic manifests itself in our workplace. Do you think it's a sign?
Maybe we should go on that cruise.
Insane! Dorothy.
Yes.
East Coast Dorothy.
Do we have another suggestion? Rafi?
Can you guys not hear me anymore?
No.
Now we can.
Yeah. You just sound very far away.
How about now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's better. Yep.
Yay. Cool, cool. I do have more suggestions. I got boxing ring.
Boxing ring.
Boxing ring.
Boxing ring.
Evelyn, will you marry me?
I will.
Oh my god. Here, let me put this.
I can't believe it took you so long to ask. I've been dropping hints for the last 18 years.
Yeah, I know. And it's been a wonderful 18 years. But it's just come to a point where my finances are, well, I'm not doing too good, Evelyn. And I decided it'd be a good time to finally mooch off of you in the eyes of the lore.
I'm not sure what to think about that, Roy.
Don't
you
think
know
anything.
That I got that. Oh, I got that inheritance, but I'm not supposed to spend it on.
Let me slip this
husband.
Ring on your finger, Evelyn.
Oh. It's so pretty. Is this why I got a bill in the mail for a 2-carat diamond?
Yes, yeah. I bought this with your credit card.
Aw.
Evelyn, I love you, and we're gonna be married forever.
I can't wait, but I kind of worry about you spending all of my money and hanging out
worry.
With my I'm younger not, sister so much.
I'm not going to spend all of it. I'm just going to spend, you know, what? Are you hungry?
I just want to get a few things straight with you. I don't want you hanging out with my sister, Laura. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, I'll give you an allowance, but you don't have any access to any of my financial accounts.
The Chick-fil-A on Ventura closes in 30 minutes if we're going to get there in time.
You know my weaknesses. Those waffle fries.
Cut to the Chick-fil-A.
I'll have a number one with no cheese.
Evelyn and Roy.
Hey,
Charlie.
How you been, Chaco?
I can't believe you came to see your younger sister where she works at the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Laura, you're so cute.
Look at, check out Evelyn's finger.
We're engaged.
We're gonna get married.
But he's not allowed to get extra
Evelyn.
Cheese or extra fries. Yes.
You mean he's not allowed to come hang out at the Chick-fil-A?
No, he can't hang out with you because you're so sexy, and he's not allowed to get extra cheese or fries because that's 65 cents extra.
Well, what about me and Laura's podcast that we just started? Am I allowed to go hang out at her apartment on Mondays and Wednesdays around 5:30?
No, you aren't. That's the hanky-panky hours.
But it's called Roy and Laura So Sexy, and it's such a sexy podcast.
It's a sexy podcast. It's so sexy, but not too sexy.
Hmm.
Just a normal...
Laura! I see that you're starting to show.
Yeah, Laura, how far along are you now?
Well, it was a research study for the podcast, and I'm 4 months along.
Who's the
So fan? Right when you started the podcast.
Right when we started. It's a complete coincidence, right, Roy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, total coincidence. Hey, it looks like you guys are out of sweet tea. I was, we can get, did you have any more sweet tea in the back?
Oh, I'll go get a glass.
Terrific.
Roy, you can only have
sweet
that
tea for one
free,
sweet.
Free wow. Refill.
That was really fast.
I'm quick, and I got one sweet tea for one sweet tea on one sweet podcast, Roy.
Great. Thank you, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Cut to the birth of Laura's baby.
Oh, Roy, I'm so glad you came.
Well, yeah, your sister said I had to be here.
Well, this is going to make a great episode, Roy.
Who said
it's your baby? It's your baby. It came out looking like you, with your same male pattern baldness and that missing tooth and the one big tooth.
Oh, Evelyn! Oh my God! I'm so sorry. I had intercourse with your sister.
Scene.
The Paper Towel Improv Podcast does not endorse having intercourse with Evelyn's sister.
Well, it was consensual. We had a podcast together.
You guys want to take one more ad break, then come back for a couple more scenes? Welcome back, listeners. I hope you had a good break. I know we all did. And now, I got us a new suggestion.
Yeah.
From the Sakio Suggestions app, I got Space Station.
Space Station.
We see the bridge of a space vessel, and we see a captain and his crew.
It's a varied crew. Some of the crew, they don't look like humans. They look like aliens, but they're wearing, you know, like the same uniform as the humans.
Listen up, crew.
Captain.
Yes. I made a huge mistake last night.
What?
Okay, I came out onto the bridge, and I totally reset our course, and now we're going in completely the opposite direction, and we have been for the last 16 hours.
You mean we're not going to Texas anymore?
No. I was very sad and very drunk, and I was thinking about that girl that I left over on Andori 5 again.
Captain, you gotta quit mixing
Rogers.
I gotta quit thinking about that girl, but I can't.
Captain Rogers, we need you on this ship, but we also have a mission to take forth.
We have the mission, Captain.
You're kind of a huge liability, honestly.
Captain.
I know it wouldn't be a big deal, but I do this every couple of days.
Yeah, we've switched course like 50 times since we began this mission.
Yeah, and 49 of them were for you to go see some alien woman on some weird planet.
Look,
and the other one was because your finger slipped.
Oh, yeah, my finger slips a lot more than I've even told you about.
Yeah, we bet.
Ugh.
good one.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that was a euphemism, but I'm very hungover right now. Listen.
You've been drinking again, Captain?
Not for at least 2 hours, but listen. I need to go back to my ready room, and I need to put one of you in charge.
Okay.
And to do so, I need to know which one of you is most qualified. So each one of you, give me a small speech on why I should make you captain for the next week. Starting with you.
Well, Captain, I'll just tell you right now. As a member of the Gengar race, I was the top of my class in physical achievements. I ran the 70 mile in just under 10 minutes, and I can fire a laser beam and shoot and hit a little ping pong ball at the top of a mountain from the other side of a planet. So I think you gotta select me, Beitar of the Gengar race.
You make me feel inferior. Next.
Oh, damn it.
Well, Captain Rogers, my name is Philip. I work the engineering room, and I think you should make me captain because I wake up on time every day and have never missed a mission.
Why are you even on the bridge, Philip?
You make me feel inferior. Next.
I think that I should be captain because I don't want to be, and I never will, and I read something once about the people who should be in power are the people who don't want the power, and so that's the end of my speech.
Reverse psychology doesn't work on me! Next!
I just read the manual, and I'm feeling very nervous about this whole thing. I didn't want to go at all. I thought you.
Hey, everybody, it's the girl from Andori 5.
How did she get on the ship?
She's your new captain. Yeah, she reads the manual.
Well, first of all, girl from Andori 5, do you have a name?
Andori 6. We're all numbered there.
You're from Andori 5 and your name is Andori 6?
That's right.
Does that mean you're one of the oldest people?
I think I might have to quit this planet.
Andori 6?
Yeah.
Andori 6, isn't it true that you're just a barista?
I'm a barista.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
I've read the whole manual and it's fine.
Look, pardon my French, but I think this is horse hockey. Captain.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is very offensive on my planet.
She is way underqualified. You want a duel? You want a duel right now? I'm very upset.
I mean, it's the only logical way to solve this.
I don't understand how I'm the only one who's outraged that Andori 6 is going to become our new captain. She's vastly underqualified. She probably can't even make a good latte. I'll duel you right now. Let's duel.
I'm sorry. This question? Artwork.
Yes, the artwork is beautiful.
I work.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that
I was outraged until she gave me banana bread with my face on it, and it was delicious.
God. That doesn't mean that she's not going to be able to lead us through an asteroid field. She's not going to be able to take us into battle if we have to go against the Zetons.
Whoa. She knows her way around an asteroid.
Hey, if you know what I
mean.
I thought I was talking to the button.
Cool. Do you guys want to do one last scene before we call it a day?
We could have done that one forever. That was very fun.
It was very fun.
Yeah. I'm down for one more.
Cool. I'm going to duck into my suggestion app really quick.
Hey.
I'll make a suggestion. Nuclear power plant.
Nuclear power plant.
Johnson. I'm just I'm a little bit about the readings we're getting here.
Well, I've been monitoring very closely, sir, and I don't want to speak too soon, but I think that we might have a full meltdown in core reactor number 3.
Johnson, you're always overreacting. I don't know that it's going to be today. Every day I come in and you say it's going to be a nuclear meltdown. And it hasn't happened yet.
Look, I think that we need to do a full shutdown of core reactors 1, 2, and 3 if we're gonna stop any kind of a permanent damage. But if it melts down, we could have another Fukushima type of situation on our hands here in Pennsylvania. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate your overzealousness. I do. But when the tolerances that you give me are so low, I just don't think that it's that big of a deal. Sit down, you seem Johnson.
Look, these reactors can handle 16,000 Kelvin kilowatts of radiation. They're both reading at 14,500.
It's okay. Don't get worked up, Johnson. It's going to be all right. Do you need a massage?
What?
What was that, Johnson?
I was under so much pressure here at this job. And there's only 15,000 kilowatts of radiation for the core reactor number 2 before the total meltdown. And I'm just trying to do a good job here for you, okay?
Oh, it's okay. It's all right, Johnson. Sit down. It's okay. All right. I'm just gonna pat you on the back. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. I'm not trying. This is not supposed to be a stressful job. It's okay.
Nuclear power plant. It's stressful every day.
I know it's stressful for you, Johnson. You've only been here for 7 years, and
every day you're
getting a little better.
I think I only got 2 more years until my pension retirement, and I can get out of here.
Johnson, here's your favorite muffin.
Oh, a blueberry muffin with ketchup?
Yes.
Delicious.
I've never understood the ketchup myself, but it is very high in sugar. And so it makes a lot of sense when you think of it that way.
My wife Cheryl says I need to get my cholesterol under control, but I can't stop eating blueberries with ketchup on them.
I know Cheryl's been awfully hard on you lately. She's been making those mean quips about you. Cheryl.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm trying to keep my cholesterol, my LDL under 140, and my HDL under 120, but it's so hard.
But honey, I keep telling you that, you know, you're stressing yourself out by eating nothing but blueberries and ketchup.
I love blueberry muffins with ketchup on them. It's so good. My mom used to make them when I was a kid.
No, sweetie, your mom made you those sometimes. Not for every meal.
I know, but she died in that golfing accident, and it makes me think of fondly of the times we had together.
But, sweetie, that was yesterday.
I know. I hate golf. I hate the putter. I hate the driver. I hate the golf car.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Somebody's at the door.
Let me go get it.
I'm not getting it.
Hi, welcome to our home. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm selling golf clubs door to door to earn money for
no!
for the Boy Scouts.
No, get out of here.
I'm sorry, he's very stressed out because he works at a nuclear power plant and eats nothing but blueberry muffins and ketchup. Would you like to come in?
Hold on.
Absolutely.
I'm coming to the door. Hey, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Take a bath.
Let me show you the singular, most forward advanced golf technology that you have ever witnessed in your life.
I don't want to hear about it.
I know. I cried too when I saw it. It is this special titanium mixed with carbon wood.
I don't want to hear about it, but I'm still standing here in the foyer of our lovely home.
Oh, you want to hear about the wood driver?
Painful memories.
Sweetie, we're going to do this. We can get you through your fear of golf.
I love my mom very much. She was a wonderful lady.
Cut to the U.S. Open.
Well, we're back here at the U.S. Open. It looks like Tiger Woods is in the lead, as usual, with Jack Nicklaus right behind him and LeBron James coming in third place. Interesting to see LeBron James out there playing golf, huh, Tom?
Yeah, there's the man who's crying on the side.
Hey, well, let's see if our cameraman can zoom in on that, huh? Wow. Look at that sucker.
I mean, he's seeing a wreck. I'm getting sad about his mother.
Looks like he's eating a blueberry muffin with some kind of a red sauce on it.
Well, that's not right. That's not right at all.
That's just weird. Is that ketchup or hot sauce?
And scene!
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast. This was our first episode. Helping me out with this weird is you guys have anything you want to plug?
Hell yeah. Thanks for having us, Rafi.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Tune into the Kurt Didn't Make a Podcast.
Yay!
Yeah. You got it, Jen. Jen, you want to tell us about that?
It's a podcast where Kurt Leaders, who is also from the Tucson Improv Movement, and myself sit and break down the humor of different bands.
Mm. Fun.
Yeah.
Rich, you got anything you want to plug?
So, unfortunately, all my comedy shows have been postponed.
So, right now, Keep Tucson Sketchy Episode 5 has been pushed to May 23rd. So, if we're all alive and allowed out of our houses, then we'll have a beautiful night of sketch comedy at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday at Screening Room. I have two podcasts. One is You're Doing a Great Job with David Ross and myself, where we interview people and they tell us about their day jobs. And then I got another podcast. It's called What's Your Problem? And that's with Tony Bruin and Amber Frame. And it's kind of just a long freeform conversation between three stand-ups. And I'm starting a virtual open mic Wednesdays and Fridays, so check out The Real Rich Gary on Facebook if you want to sign up for my virtual open mic. Also, The Real Rich Gary on Instagram and YouTube.
Fun. Well, thanks, Rich. Yeah. Amanda, you got anything you want to tell us about?
Nah, I'm going to try her to learn how to make bread. So if that comes out good, I'll let y'all know. So I'm
Amanda, if you ever make some bread and want to sell it to people, you are welcome to come back on.
All right. So, yeah, that's my plug, bread.
Good luck with that bread.
Thanks.
And Susan Leonetti, you got anything you want to tell us about?
Oh, so much. If you guys see me at Trader Joe's, which is pretty much the only place that I'm going to be going over the next few weeks, apparently, ask me about my really traumatic childhood, and I will be so happy to tell you.
Aww.
That's all.
Aww. We love you, Susan.
That means so much because my mother didn't.
Oh, no.
On that note, I'm going to call it a day. thanks for tuning in, everybody. You can follow this podcast at Paper Towel Podcast with underscores on Instagram. You can follow me at rockin_Rafi on Instagram. And if you liked this, go ahead and subscribe on Spotify or Anchor to hear more improv. Keep laughing, everybody, and have a great week.
Thanks, Rafi. Bye.
Bye, Rafi.
Thank you, Rich. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I just wanted to give a couple of quick shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Lee Cameron for designing our logo. You can follow her at Lee Cameron on Instagram with 6 E's in Lee. I want to give a shout-out to the Tucson Improv Movement for giving us the improv training we needed to do this today. And that's all. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week.